The Gospel of St. Mark this morning, in a very special way, really presents a little bit of what's happening in the world. I mean, we have described in the Gospel the scribes and the Pharisees asking Jesus a question: how can you do this? How can you do these miracles? They're really asking. How can you do these miracles? So it's by Satan that you're doing these miracles. They don't trust him. They don't trust him. And so that contrast, as Jesus tells the story of the divided kingdom and, how can a kingdom stand, really brings us to a moment of call to faith that he does for each of us. And we have, it's a fairly poignant moment when he's speaking and giving the parables. His mother, Mary, is outside. And they say his brothers and his sisters are outside. So, just for a footnote, the Greek word adelphoi can mean relatives, neighbors, close friends, and brothers and sisters. And so, whoever was following him were there. And he's sitting with a group of people, not unlike us, right here, right now. And he's speaking to them, as he's done in the Word of God today. And as he speaks to them, can you imagine sitting in the room with Jesus? Wow. And he's looking at each and every one of them, and they're a circle around him. And as he speaks to them, he's loving them into being, literally. I mean, it's really a powerful moment. And so as they're sitting around him, and they say, your mother and your sisters and brother are outside, he looks at them, all of them, thus us, here in this universe. He looks at us with love, and he says to us, who is my mother, my brother, and my sister? It is the one who does the will of God. It is each of you, he says. You are my mother, my brother, and my sister. It's that kind of intimacy that he calls us into. It's that kind of intimate love that he calls us to as his disciples, as his witnesses, as his special brothers and sisters. And thus, connecting it to our own lives, the same kind of relationship you have with your husband or wife, hopefully it's a good one. That was a joke, folks. You need to stay with me. Okay? Tough crowd today. The same kind of relationship you have when you had the birth of your child, if you're a mother or your father, the same kind of relationship you have in relationship with your mother or father, the same kind of relationship we have with those that are closest to us. That's what he is calling us into. Especially in this Eucharist, as we gather to form the body of Christ. It is about the love of God. It is about intimacy. It is about God entering our lives in a very special way and letting his love truly touch us and bless us. So all the children that are here today, and we have a few, it is love to you. So if you're here with your mother, your father, or your grandparents, or your brother and sister, tell them that you love them. Tell them that you love them. And let that love speak. And parents, if you're here with your children, tell them that you love them. Tell them that you care for them. It is the love of Christ that we share with each other. And if your children are not here, and if your grandchildren are not here, or if your husband and wife is not here, if they're with God in heaven, or if they're on the earth somewhere, pray for them in love during this Eucharist. And if they're in deep, deep doo-doo out there. That was also meant as a joke, folks. Pray for them. Pray for them. Because Jesus is saying to them also, you are my brother and sister, my mother. You are that close to me. You are that intimate with me. You are that person for me. And so as we approach the altar during this Eucharist to receive the body and blood of Christ, let's expect miracles. Let's expect miracles. Let's expect miracles in our families. Let's expect miracles in our own lives. As we, as a people of prayer, a people of the Word of God, let's expect miracles. And one of the huge miracles is about to happen. Jesus present on the altar in his body and blood. And when we approach the altar to receive his body and blood, and the minister says, the body of Christ, we say, amen. Yes, let it be so in my life. Let me be in love with God forever. That's an amen. Amen. Oh, you got to be kidding. Hit me with it.